anybody see it?
Okay, there's a pasuk in Divrei Hayomim which tells us that Yoshio HaMelech, who was a king towards the end of the period of Bais Rishon, decided to be going into the Orem with the Luchas, with the Tzinsenes Hamon, with the Temen HaMishchak. So people usually assume that what motivated him to hide the Orem with the Luchas was that he was afraid that the enemy would come and attack Eretz Yisrael and capture the Orem with the Luchas, and it would be in the hands of the...
Is everyone
anything working?
We're trying again. You're trying again.
Where do I put this? I'll hold it.
We can hold it, or maybe put it on every like tie or something. On the tie or something, or on the
tie.
I don't want to ruin the tie.
On the white shirt. We should put it here.
I don't know.
It's going to work. Okay. So it's usually assumed that what motivated Yoshua Melech to be going to Luchas was he was afraid that the enemy would come and attack, and they would capture the Luchas. So the pasuk in Divrei Hayomim gives a different reason, but it's very obscure what the reason was.
Just continue.
So the Netziv, in his introduction to his commentary on the Shiltas, interprets as follows. He quotes this Gemara of Dalar Amar. But the Gemara quotes the Nevuah from Zechariah. Rashi writes on the first pasuk in Zechariah that Rashi makes a comment that the prophecies of Zechariah are the most unclear. Usually the Nevi'im are pretty clear. Once in a while there's a Nevuah that's sosum, and the Nevuahs of Zechariah are the most stumim. And if you don't have a tradition, what the parsha is talking about, you don't have the foggiest notion what it's written. So the Navi says that he took two branches, Makal Chovlim and Makal Noam. The two branches represent the two Tamir HaChachamim. Tamir HaChachamim, Shem the Bavel, are like Makal Noam, Shemanim and Zelazeh Baloch. They're very pleasant to each other. Mishamnim Zelazeh Baloch, like Shem and Zayis. Shnaim Zeisim Aleho, like Shem and Zayis, Tamir HaChachamim, Shem Beretz Yisrael. And the Makal Chovle represents the style of learning in Chutz Loretz and Bovel. Shemechablim Zeh Baloch, that he has kashis, and they come up with a psak after asking a lot of kashis. In the recent Shalas and Shuvas literature, you have a lot like that. In Europe, that's how they wrote Shalas and Shuvas. They would quote Gemaras and ask kashis and Rishaydim and Stiris and come up with a maskana. And from the Shuvas HaGaonim, the Goyim, some of them lived in Eretz Yisrael, most of them lived in Bovel, the Shuvas that we have. So most of the Shuvas HaGaonim are very not like that at all. Most of them, they have a shaila, and they tell you the din is X, Y, Z. They quote a Gemara, 1, 2, 3. No kashas, no terutzim, no big marachas. So the Netziv thinks that this is what motivated Yoshua HaMelech to be going as the Luchas. The Kol Zman that was Yoshvim Bim Koimam, the Lishkas HaGozes. Why do you require the first Rashi on Parshas Mishpatim, quotes from the Mechilta, quotes from the Tanoim? Why do you need Sanhedrin? Akam Parshas Yisra ends Mizbach Adoma Tassali. Parshas Mishpatim starts with the Dinam of Bezin. The teacher that you require Bezin Samach Lamizbeach. What is that all about? Why do you need Bezin Samach Lamizbeach? So the Ramban writes in his commentary on Chumash that we wanted that the Bezin Hagadol's Psokim, which are binding on all of Klal Yisrael, they should have a Siyata Dishmaya to be Mechaben Al Ha'emes. They shouldn't make a mistake. Every Talmud Chacham's Psok is binding. The Gemara says in the beginning of Soita, Gimel, Adaf Dalit, that the Psak of the Talmud Chacham is binding because we assume Sado Shem Lireyev, HaKadosh Baruch Hu probably revealed the secrets of the Torah to those Talmud Chachamim who have Yiras Shamayim. But it's not always the case. Sometimes Talmidei Chachamim make a mistake. So we're more concerned about the Sanhedrin than about other Talmidei Chachamim, because their Psokim are binding on all the Klal Yisrael. There's an institution of Zokan Mamre. So the Sanhedrin has to meet Samach Lamizbeach that the Hashvas Hashchina should give them a siyata d'shmaya, should assist them in paskening. So the Netziv says that calls man that had the Sanhedrin b'mkoyimam and the Lishkas HaGozes. So it wasn't so difficult to come up with a psak. They would discuss the shaila lightly, and then they'd have a siyata d'shmaya because they were so close to the Orim with the Luchos, with the Mizbeach. They had a Hashvas Hashchina there, and they would come up with an answer. But Yoshia Melech knew that they all knew the Bais Rishon was going to be Chorev. When Shlomo HaMelech built the Bais Rishon, he knew that it was also Lehi Chorev. They had already heard from the days of the Chet HaMeraglim. It says Beferish in Tehillim and in the Novi Yecheskel. In the Chumash is not that explicit, but the Netziv shows how it says it in the Chumash also. So they already knew when they built the Bais Rishon that it was also Lehi Chorev. Then towards the end of the Bais Rishon period, they saw that the time was imminent. It's not going to be Chorev. So Yoshua HaMelech wanted to prepare the Talmid HaChamim for the new Derech HaLimud. This is what the Netziv says. He wanted to prepare the Talmid HaChamim for the new Derech HaLimud that they'll have to develop in Bavel, where they're not going to have this Hashvas HaShchina with the divine assistance. It's not going to be so easy. So he put the Orim with the Luchas in the basement, so they shouldn't have that. There's still Samach LaMizbeach, but the Orim with the Luchas is in the basement, so they're not so close to the Hashvas HaShchina. So they had to work, they had to have more pilpul shelter. So towards the end of the Bais Rishon period, the Sanhedrin was developing this other Derech HaLimud, the Derech HaLimud of Bnei Bavel, of Shemechablim Zela Zebalocha, that they argue out a case until they come to Maskan. This is his suggestion from Pshat in the Pasuk of Dibra Yomim. It's a very obscure Pasuk. Last night, as I was coming back, I gave a shiur in Brooklyn last night, so as I was coming back in the car, I started to think back that all of these shiurim that I'm explaining over here, but Neman Alayah, but Neman Alayah Avicho, it sounded so familiar. I learned Sanhedrin before, it sounded so familiar. I was sure that I must have written this up, so I looked in my sefer, and I have all the shiurim that I said the last couple of days are all printed. Okay, my sefer, Ginas Egos. Rabbi Yosef Engel with Masa Mashikasa Batur Padavish of Imamin and Nasa Maisal Piv. Everything is there. Okay. Let's see. The Gemara had a suffix. Is this working, by the way? This is working? Yeah, okay. The Gemara had a suffix. What's the din? The Baldin. Reuven passels the two edim that Shimon brings on the assumption that he's not a neger b'dovar because he said he has another two edim and he's going to bring the other two edim. So there was one opinion in the Tanoim that that's not called neger b'edusa. Then later on, after we accept his passeling of the edim, then it turns out that the next two edim don't show up, or the next two edim turn out to be kroif m'psulim. So do we declare that even though we thought yesterday that Reuven was not a neger b'dovar, that we declare that now we realize that Lord Milsom Afrei was a neger b'dovar or not? So the Gemara says they raised the question, and the Gemara says the answer is the last narrow line on Chav Gimel on the base and the first wide line. The Esther Shaila Amalahem. So the answer was given Krahayiru Hayidu Marishayim. Ikadam in the other version, Ravashi gave the answer Krahayiru Hayidu Marishayim. What was the answer? So Rashi has two ways to read the Gemara, whether yes or no. So the Pashtus and Yeshivas, they say that that's the issue involved. If the psul of Nageya is because of Chashash Meshaker, so yesterday we didn't think that there was any Chashash Meshaker because the Reuven claims he says he's going to be another two Edom. So we thought that today Shimon is not in the Geir B'dovar. Then tomorrow we find out that the two Edom are no good. But you can't say Gloy Muslim Afraid that yesterday there was a Chashash Meshaker. Yesterday everybody thought he's going to bring in the other two Edim and he's going to win the case anyway. But if you say that the Psul of Neger Beidusa is not because of a Chashash Meshaker, it's because of Baldover, so then if it turns out that the second pair of Edim are not acceptable, the apostle, that the Glad Muslim affair, he was a Baldover yesterday. We just didn't realize it, but he really was a Baldover. But Chashash Meshaka, that should depend B'shas Maisa. Did we think at the time that he gave the Haggadah to say this, that there is a Chashash Meshaka in that? So it could be that that's what the two Pshatim and Rashi depend. Okay. There is a, we mentioned the Ritva in the Gemara of Zul Shvot. This is on the last line on Chav Dalan and Beis, going over to the top line on Chavim and Aleph. Tosis quotes that story of Zul Shvot, that I'm having a chasana and I need a lot of wine, or Yantav is coming, whatever, I need a lot of wine, and I was going to go drive to Zul Shvot where they sell it at a less expensive rate, or some other friend is going to Zul Shvot. So you volunteer, you'll go. You're going to go anyway to Zul Shvot to buy the shopping for your own stuff. So I say, yeah, but are you sure you're going to do it? I'll give you the $1,000, you're going to buy the wine. So you say, yes, you're going to buy the wine, and if you don't buy the wine, then you pay me the hefset. That here the wine is much more expensive. And if, fine. So at the end of the day, he doesn't go to Zul Shvot, and I suffered a loss. So the Gemara says that really he should have been mechuyev to pay, but he doesn't have to pay because that's asmachta. We'll have to learn the whole Gemara. What is the definition of asmachta? So why should he be mechuyev in the first place? Why should he be mechuyev in the first place to pay? There was no karen biyadai, adam amazik is chayv. If you borrow money, you're chayv. My behemah makes a hesek, I'm chayv. What's over here? Why is there mechuyev? Why am I mechuyev? What, just because he promised that he's going to give him the money? So even according to Taisvis, you stand promise, you have to make karen biyadai. Even according to the Ramahals, who thinks that you don't need karen biyadai, but if it's his chayv salat tonight, he says, if I don't buy the wine for you, I'll pay you the hefset. If I do buy the wine, there won't be an hefset. If I don't buy the wine, I'll pay the hefset. I'll make good the hefset. So that's a hischaivus ala tanai. So even the Rambam agrees. The Rambam considers that asmachta. Even the Rambam says over there that you need kodem yodah. So why does the Gemara have to come on to the issue of asmachta lakadim? Why don't they just say, there's no chiv? The chiv doesn't get off the ground. So that's what the Ritva says. You see from that Gemara that there's such a klal of nasa maisa al piv. Like Om Devikitshu, Heinan Adarma, like Mamir. The young children, they wouldn't have gotten married if not for the fact that the both fathers committed themselves to support the children. So, if Nasa Maisa Al Piv, that's Machai. So, the Ritva throws in a line there that Nasa Maisa Al Piv, you mukhiv to pay, midin schiris poilim. I say, please paint the house, and we make up. If you paint the house, I'll pay you $10,000. I have a big apartment. I pay $10,000 for painting this. Then you do the work. So what's Machayiv me to pay you? So he says, Nasa Maisal Piv. If not for the fact that I promised him I'm going to pay, you wouldn't have gone. You spent 2 weeks painting the whole apartment. I have a lot of rooms there. So it took you a lot of time. So Nasa Maisal Piv is Machayiv. The only thing is that by the case of Schiris Poyalim, I pay the money to the one who did the Maisa Al Piv. By the Zul Shvot case, that's also the same. I gave you the $1,000 to go buy the wine for me. If you wouldn't have promised me that you're going to buy the wine, and if you don't buy the wine, you're going to make good the hefset, so I wouldn't have given you the $1,000. I would have kept it. I would have got myself. I would have given the money to someone else who's going to go to Zul Shvot. So I gave you the money, Nasa Maisal Piv, on the smach that you're not going to take care of it, and then you didn't. So the Nasa Maisal Piv is what's Mechayiv. So that would be good, let's say, in the case that the Rabbi Natam says, here, the Tosfos Chav Dalan and the Beis, Sholach Lei, Lachak Madin Machloikas. So Rabbi Natam quotes the Gemara in the end of, in Yesh Nochlin, towards the end of Bava Basra, that there's a sichzuch between Reuven and Shimon. So one of them says, the Evet that you have, the behemoth that you have, that's my behemoth, my Evet. So the other guy says, you don't know what you're talking about. It never belonged to you. You're right. He said yesterday, the way I said over the case was incorrect. If it's a goyju said lahem chazoka, so it's not a case that he's the morikama. Stop. I have a behem, I have an evet. And he says it's his, and I say, you're lying. It never belonged to you. And then I say, ritzenchi shaveh evetul. If you swear, I promise I'll give you the behem, I'll give you the evet. There is no such din. The minatar is only nishboim below mishal. The three shuvah deraisa, but if mitzas and shuvah seid echod, and shuvah hashemim and nishboim below mishal. And then with the rabbanon, you have a few rare cases but not any dintera. Stop. I say you want me $1,000 and you deny it. So then you say, if I'll swear, you'll pay me the money. So there is no such for the rabbon. But that's what the fellow said. If you swear, so Rabbi Natan says the girsa should be vinish, but if he swears, then the fellow has to pay him. Why? It's also nasa myself pi. He wouldn't have sworn if not for the fact that the other fellow said, if you swear, I'll pay you the money. So the one to whom the money is paid is the one who was the osa maisa. I gave you the $1,000 to go to Zulshvot because on your smach, because you said you're going to take care of it. If you don't, you're going to pay me the hefsid. So later on, you didn't take care of it. So you're paying the money, the hefsid, to the one who was osa maisa al picha. So that would be good in the case for Nishba, the fellow swore. But let's say, in the case of the Mishnah, Neman alai Abba, Neman alai Avicha. Amakabel Pasala Eidim. Tani Eido. Amakabel Pasala Eidim. Amakabel Pasala Dayonim. Benasa Maisal Piv. That the Eidim already testified. Or the Dayonim already did the Dintur. That's the Machlokes Hatanoim. How much of Benasa Maisal Piv do you need? Do you need Achi Gomer Adin? After Gmar Din, that's called Nasa Maisal Piv. But if they're sitting for an hour in a Dintur, that's also enough to be considered Nasa Maisal Piv. So in those cases, the one who was Osa Maisa are the Edim who testified, or the Dayanim, and the one to whom the money is paid is not the one who was Osa Maisa. So it's not really the same as Schiris Poelim. There it was, Marshal. Schiris Poelim, the din is, you pay the money to the one who was Osa Maisa. You pay the money to them who did the Maisa. So we understood Nasa Maisa al Pib is a different word, that the Rashash in the beginning of Chayrus has a Yisoid, and the Chazon Ish quotes this from his father in the Sefer HaChashem Mishpat, quotes a lot of Mara Mekaymus from the Gemara, that even though the Rambam writes in Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph in Hilchos Mechira Ein HaMekech Nikne B'dvarim, I can't transfer ownership or property just by an oral declaration. I say the house that belongs to me should hereby belong to you. I say the Gemara that belongs to me should belong to you. So that doesn't work. But you have rare instances in the Gemara where it's clear that there's such a strong Amira's Das, so you can even transfer ownership of a Bien with Das alone. So the Pashta says that even according to Tosfos, that to create his Chayvus, he need Maisa Kinyan, but whenever the same as transferring a Bien, but just like by transferring a Bien, if there's a very strong, there's a demonstration that there's a very strong Amira's Das, then the Kinyan can take effect without any Maisa Kinyan, just with Das alone. So the same is true to create his Chayvus. If it's a very strong Amira's Das, then you can create his Chayvus with Dvarim alone. So one case of a strong Amira's Das is, if Nasa Maisal Piv, I lead people on. I say, if they make a Din Torah, Nemar Alay Abba, Nemar Alay Avicha, if your father will Paskin, then I'm Chayim. So your father sits in the Din Torah for a couple of hours, and he comes up with a Gemar Din, and then I say, I back out, I change my mind. What do you mean you back out? So what, you lead him on for 3 hours, he's sitting in a Din Torah. But the guy flies in from Medina Sayam to give testimony, comes and he testifies in court. He's a Karev, he's an apostle, but one of the Baladinim said, if he'll testify, I'll pay the money. Then after he goes and he goes out of his way, testifies, then he says, I'm not going to pay the money. So whatever, it's not some Isal Pib, so that demonstrates that there's a stronger Gemiras Das than in a regular case, because he led someone on to do something that he would have normally not done. So then we assume it's a stronger Gemiras Das, then there's a his Chayvus to pay. So that's the whole that's the whole discussion in the Gemara. Yeah. Yeah. Where did the Gemara come to the Maskana? Towards the end of the Anchov Dalar of the base. Then there was one opinion, Reb Meir's opinion. You can back out even Acharei Kechlos Hakol after everything. Why is that? The Rashi says that we assume that it's even though Nasa Maisal Piv, it doesn't necessarily mean that Rameh disagrees with the din of Nasa Maisal Piv, because according to one version, the Machlekes was B'mocholoch, so Mechila in Tzvich HaKinyan. So why Rameh disagree? The answer is, we assume it's a Mechila B'toiz, like the Tyson said on the Avav HaMenal, by the Pshor Tzvich HaKinyan. Why do you need a Kinyan if it's Mechila? So Tyson said, because we assume it's a Mechila B'toiz. The guy thought for sure that Yosha is going to dictate like he said. Didn't occur to him that the Bez may say Farket. Each, when you have a Din Torah, each side is so convinced that he's right, can't even imagine that anyone in his right mind would say like the other side. So it's a Mechila B'Toys. So that's even if, whether you say the Etan Loch or the Machal Loch, Rabbi Meir Shita, that it's considered a Mechila B'Toys. And then Tosis said, Tosis' opinion was, if you have Tarta Le'Rei Yusuf, if there's a double psul, that's too much of a psul, that's considered also B'Toys. Even though the fellow agreed and said in Nigmardin, that's too much of a psul. So these are the ideas that the whole sugi revolves about. Just to review again, it's not that by saying Namar alayabo, Namar namal shlosha roi bokar, all of a sudden a korah becomes kosher le dayanus or kosher le edus. He says duli v'chayra shech, all of a sudden that's accepted as a shvuah. It's not a shvuah. It's a hischaibus menachutz. It's a separate hischaibus. So how does it work? So if it's b'machaloch and mechila and it's v'chakin, unless it says it's a betoyes, okay, mechila betoyes. So that's a debate, Rav Meir Nachacham. If it's be'et and loch, so what's with the mechay? So the answer is nasa maisal piv. So how much of a maisa do you need? So that's a machlokes. Do you need nasa maisal piv? Nigmar din, the whole din Torah, or the tchilus masa matan is also considered nasa maisal piv. Then there's a question, this dinam nasa maisal piv, maybe that's only, I have to pay the person who went out of his way, went out on a limb. That's what you learn out from Schiris Perlman. But if someone else does a maisal piv, I let people on, and other people did a maisal because of my haftocha, do I have to pay the third party? So that could be that. That's the machlekes hatanan. Rav Meir says, yochel asavo, that nasa maisal piv is only the one who went out of his way to do the maisal, and if you have to pay him, you're learning out from Schiris Perlman. We pass in any nasa maisal piv. If anybody did a maisa based on my haftoche, so that's a din, it's an indication that the stronger gemira's nas, because I let people on, so that's a stronger gemira's nas, so then you mechuyiv. And then there was the third case, that was what the Shach explained in connection with Rabbi Natan, nishba or vinishba, if it's a kosher abezin. The only thing is that there's insufficient evidence, and one of the baladinim says it's okay. If his father says, I'm chuyiv, accept the testimony. So Bezin didn't do anything wrong. They didn't follow the rules and regulations of Choshmish because the Baldin, against whom the Edim are testifying, said accept the Edim. So they followed his instruction. It's like Ohidoas Baldin. That's what the Pischajuvik writes. It's like Ohidoas Baldin. If his Pasala Edim testify, I owe the money, I'll admit that I owe the money. I allow the Bezin to pass. So Bezin goes ahead and passes. So then if Bezin issued a psak, then they realize they made a mistake. A psak that's based on a mistake. If it's a clear-cut mistake, so Bezin has to back out. Let's say that it's not a mistake. A machlok is the ktsos and the nesiva. So the ktsos of Bezin paskins one way. The nesiva says, if you would have come to my Bezin, I would have not paskin like that. So you can't reverse the psak of the ktsos of Bezin. It's not a toy, but by Mishnah. So over here also, Bezin didn't make a mistake. They didn't follow the formalities of Hilchas Eidus. They accepted apostle because the Baldin told them, Naman alay avicha, naman alay abo. It's okay if it's a kosher at Bezin. And he says, if his father will testify, I'll pay the money. So he's telling the Bezin to keep on, continue the din Torah. That it's as if he's making a hados Baldin, that what the apostle Adam testifies is acceptable. So then if Bezin comes to a gemar din, there was no mistake in the psak of the Bezin. They were led by the Baldin to say this is Ahidos Baldin. What the fellow's testifying is acceptable. The shvur that the guy took is sufficient for him. So then, once there's a Gemar Din, so that the Gemar Din is binding. You can't reverse a Gemar Din. If there was no mistake, Bishas Mai said there was no mistake. So that's the whole Gemara. We already discussed the whole Gemara. Okay? Yes.
Is it part of the Hodas Baldin that the Gemara Din will be that he's chayev?
Is it part of the Hodas Baldin that what?
That the Gemara Din will say that he's chayev. Or is it just that if these Edim testify? Meaning we said that the Piskei Tshuva says it's a Hodas Baldin.
Yeah.
So is the Hodas Baldin just if you have Edim? Or the Hodas Baldin is in the Din as a whole?
What are the two? What is the Suffolk again?
Suffolk is if let's say the Beis Din would say that he's putter, we still have to pay because the Hodas Baldin was that as long as you bring non kosher edim, then I'll give it.
The Baal Din says, if these Eidim say I'm chayiv, so you should accept what they said and I'll pay. So he's making a hados Baal Din that they're telling the truth.
So right. So even if the Gemara Din would hypothetically be the opposite,
or
the
yeah.
Okay.
If not for his hados Baal Din, the evidence is in the other direction. But he made a hados Baal Din, right? That's always the case. Yeah.
Isn't Rabbi saying? Does that mean the whole Gemara is dievet and we really shouldn't accept?
I apologize. I can't hear a word.
Does that mean that the whole Gemara is dievet and we really should never accept what people say? Neman alai.
He's asking if this is all just bidievet and we should never really try to accept someone who says neman alai avi.
Why? Why is it all bidievet? No, I made a halvoy at a wedding and the only people who were there were their relatives. Why is it bidievet? And then the guy says, the only people with their relatives say, okay, naman alai abba. If your father testifies that I owe you the money, it's okay. Maybe I forgot. Why is it only b'diavad? Is good l'chatchilo also? I don't think so. Is it good l'chatchilo? Okay, good. In Choshe Mishpat, first you have Hilchas Dayanim, then you have Hilchas Eidus. So that's how the Mishnahs go. Ve'elahem apsulim. Mishnah is going to list off who's possible Eidus. So Tosis writes right away, Yesh Gersim Avodim. Some have the Gersa in the Mishnah Avodim. And Tosis thinks it's incorrect because the Mishnah is only listing off Psulim Derabon. It's not listing off any Psulim Deraisa. And in evidence, Posulatus, that's a Din Deraisa. Yeah. So then Tosis has to explain, so why are all of these people Posulim Derabon? So who are they? Elohim Apsulim. The following people are Posulim Derabon. It's called the Tikkun Rabbani Kein Deraisa Tikkun. So Rashi says the Din Deraisa is, Rashi writes, Kula Me'en Gazlan Me'en. They fall under the category of Gazlan. They're not, Minator, they're not. In the Chumash, there's a Din, Al Tosh Yisad Chem Rosh Aliyah Seid Chomas. A Gazlan Shal Teres Posel Eidus. In these cases, we declare them as Psulim in the Rabban. So what's wrong, let's say, HaMesachi Kuvya, a gambler, a fellow's a gambler, why is he Posel? So Rabbi Yudah ends off the Mishnah, Om Rabbi Yudah, Ey Masai, when does the Halacha say, when is the Tankama right? Then a Mesachah Bekuvi is Posel Eidus, Bizvan Shein Lo Hemum Neselohu. That's how he makes a living. He's a professional gambler. That's his whole Parnas. Avol Yesh Lo Hemum Neselohu. But if he has a Parnasa, once every couple of months, he goes to Atlantic City and he gambles, and he wins some money. If you lose, no Shaila, it doesn't Posel Eidus. The only Shaila is if you win the money. So if you took money that maybe is not rightfully yours, maybe be considered a Gazlan, and maybe you should be Posel Eidus, even if that's not what you do for a living. So Rabbi Yudah is quoted in the Mishnah, Ey Masai, we Posel like Rabbi Yudah. When they say the gambler is Posel Eidus, Man Shein Lehem Un Nesalahu, that's the whole Parnas. Al Yesh Lom Un Nesalahu Hukshir. It's not Posel because of Gazlan, Posel because Ein Oisik B'Yishuvah Shalom. And what's wrong, Ein Oisik B'Yishuvah Shalom? Also, see, he doesn't really have a Musag of Parnasa. He doesn't have a Musag of the value of money because he's in such a shady line. His whole parnas is from gambling, so we're afraid he's choshed l'shaker. Okay, falls under the category of a gazlan that is posulatus. So again, so mesachik b'kuvya, the way we pass like Rabbi Yudah, is only posul of ein um nesacheres ein tik b'shuv shalom. That's only a psul derabon. That's for sure not a psul deraisa. Yeah, but the Gemara quoted a different opinion. The Gemara starts off mesachik b'kuvya. My call it. Why is he posulatus? He says, if you ever won in gambling, you're not entitled to take that money. And if you took the money, you're a gazlan. And a gazlan is posulatus, even if he makes a decent parnas. A gazlan is posulatus. That's what Rami Bacham says. Rav Sheshes disagrees, and he says, no, the reason why it's posulatus is because I know it's like shalom. My benai, what's the difference, halacha lamaisa, between Rami Bacham and Rav Sheshes? So the difference will be Ikebenayu, the Goma Nesachrita. What if he makes a living? He has a decent parnasa, but once in a while he gimbals, once in a while he wins. If he never wins, he's not a gazlan. He never took a penny that doesn't belong to him. If he ever wins, so if he's a gazlan, so he's puzzled. So Gemara says, well, it says in the Mishnah. It's not, it says in the Mishnah, I'm Rabbi Yerem, it's Mazvan Shalem Num and Salahu. The only time to gamble is puzzled is if that's he's a professional gambler. He doesn't have a parnas. So what does Rabbi Avchama do with the Mishnah? So Gemara says, Kasha the Rami Bacham. What does Rami Bacham do with the last line of Mishnah? So the answer is Pasha. This goof is the machlokes between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda. Tanakhama says a gambler is always postulated because Asmachta lo kanya. So if he won in the gambling, he's not entitled to keep the money. Keeps the money, he's a gazlan. So even if he's all year long is an honest guy, but he steals once a year, he steals money from someone else. So a gazlan is postulated. So the Tanakhama holds that the psul, they both agree, Misach Bikuvi is postulated, but they argue why. So the Tanakhama thinks that Misach Bikuvi is postulated because of Asmachta lo kanya, he's a gazlan. And Rabbi Yehuda says, because Ein Osik B'Shuv Shalom, that itself is the Machlokes. So the Gemara asks, V'chitema Pligi Rabban Aleide Rabbi Yehuda, maybe you'll say, that's what Rami Bachama will say, that this goof is the Machlokes between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda. Tanakhama holds that Mesach B'Kuvi is possible is because Asmachta Lo Kanya, he's a Gazel, and Rabbi Yehuda says the only reason why he's possible because Ein Osik B'Shuv Shalom. Gemara says, he can't say that. The last line, Rami Rabbi Shuv Malei, become Bachama, whatever it says in the Mishnah, Eimasai, Rabbi Yehuda is explaining the Tanakam. There's just a machlokes between Rabbi Shua ben Levi and Rabbi Yochanan. When you have a Mishnah and Rabbi Yehuda says by Medvar Mamurim, is that Lefarish or is that Lachlik? But if it's Rabbi Yehuda quoted in the Mishnah saying Emasai, then both Rabbi Shua ben Levi and Rabbi Yochanan say that it's Lefarish to be Tanakam. So there is no machlokes. How does Rami Bacham come to say that the Psula Mesach Bikul because of Gazlan? Then it means you're telling me that Tanakhama is in disagreement with Rabbi Yehuda, but both Rabbi Shua ben Levi and Rabbi Yochanan say he's not disagreeing. So Gemara says, "Kavra Agava Karam." He said, "What are you asking a kasha from Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shua ben Levi that they disagree with Rami Bacham? He's entitled to disagree. Rami Bacham holds this goof is the machlokes hatanoi. Tanakhama holds that the Mesach Bikuvi is postulated because of a gazlan. So even if he only does it once in a lifetime, he's postulated till he does tshuva." Rabbi Yehuda says not so. Rabbi Yehuda says the Mesach B'Kuvia is not postulated it's because of God's only possible because Ein Osik B'Shuv Shalom. Yeah.
Fear of the fear Rami Bar Chama that it could be an asmachta. Would slot machines be also? What's that asmachta by slot machines?
He's saying, is it also according to Rami Bar Chama that it's a din in asmachta for in your gazlan? So would the same thing be true for slot machines? Because slot machines, assumingly, you're not taking from someone else who has bad das. It's a machine that you're gambling with.
We're gonna have to discuss it at that. We're gonna have to talk about it a lot. What does it mean, asmachta? Yeah.
How do we define ena osek v'yeshiva sha'olam? Like would a kolal nick be ena osek v'yeshiva sha'olam? How do you define Eino
didn't hear a word.
He's asking, how do you define Eino Osev Yeshuvel Shalom? He's saying, because a guy who's learning in Kolo is also not dealing with Parnassa and money.
It's a very good question. Okay, it's a very good question. I don't know. The guy's learning in Kolo, he's accomplishing something. This guy's a gambler. We're going to learn more Gemara. We have to learn some more Gemara. See, if a person is a Mechal Shabbos, he's Pasal Ha'edus. Let's say a person ties a knot on Shabbos, he's posel ha'edus. So the Rambam says, there are some malachas that are more famous than others. The Rambam writes that kosher matter is not from the famous malachas. So it could be that he tied the knot, could be his mechal Shabbos b'shogeg. He didn't realize. But let's say turning on lights, most Orthodox people know you're not allowed to turn on lights. Talk on a telephone, everybody knows you're not allowed to talk on a telephone on Shabbos. Even though it may be mutter, but everybody knows you're not allowed to talk on a telephone. Tying knots, not everybody knows. So here the Gemara says, a person is posel ha'edus min ha'Torah, a gazlon or one who eats treifus, edut tzorech ha'achroza. He's posel ha'edus even at best, you have to have two edim testify. If you just have an ed echot, he's going to say it himself. I am a mechal Shabbos. The Gemara says, edon ha'mes matz merosha. He does become posel ha'edus based on what he says. If you have an ed echot, it says about him also, does not become posel ha'edus. To say the person did it, very unique to it. In order to be chayv din in nefashis, there's a din. You need two edim who are seeing at the same time. Otherwise, it's edis miyachedis. Let's say two edim testify that the fellow was machal Shabbos behasro. One says he's machal Shabbos on Parshas Yisro, and I warned him, don't be machal Shabbos, I'll give you the death penalty. One says he's Mechal Shabbos on Parshas Mishpatim. They're not contradicting each other. Each one tells a different story. He says that he wrote a letter on Shabbos, and he says that he turned on the lights on Shabbos. A different Shabbos, a different story. So that's called Eidus Mecheres. Eidus Mecheres is not acceptable. Even if they say it was on the same Shabbos, Shneim, if two Eidim saw the same Chilul Shabbos, Ve'en Shneim Roim Zeh Zeh, the two Eidim didn't see each other. So the Mishnah says, Amakas, that's also not acceptable. For Dinei Nefashos, that's called Eidus Mecheres. Eidus Mecheres, because the Pasuk says, So the Gemara says, of course, lo yumas api echad. It says you need shnayim or shlosh eidim yumas ameis. That's redundant. What is to say again? Lo yumas api echad. The Gemara says, no, lo yumas api echad means echad echad, individual eid. Lo yumas api echad means two eidim, which are separate, which are individual. That's eidis mecheres. Is not acceptable for Dim Nefashis. What about Eidus Mecheres over here to passel a person la Eidus? So that's Beferish in the Gemara. This is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The Aben Hilchas in Orachayim. The Aben Hilchas Shleach Tzibur. Let's say the Shleach Tzibur, the Chazan Kavua. Not Stam, a guy has Yortzai, he wants a Dam for an Ome. Chazan Kavua has to be Menuka Meyova. If he lives with a non Jewish girlfriend, or he's Mechal Shabbos, or eats Trefus, so he's not allowed to have him serve as the Chazan. So in Europe, they used to have cases like this. The Chazan was accepted as a religious man, and then two Eidim come and they say that he was once with a non-Jewish girl. He was sleeping with a non-Jewish woman. Or they say he ate in a treifa restaurant. He ate Chazan in a treifa restaurant. Not some, he drank a cup of beer. He ate treifas in a treifa restaurant. So if you have two Eidim, say you're possible. What if the two Eidim are Eidus Mecheres? One Eid Echad says he once went to Mechal Shabbos. And he knew that he's being Mechal Sham. One Erechot says that he ate treifas in a restaurant. Mam Sheidis Mecheres. So that says in the Melamed Lahoyal has a tshuva about this. This is a shayla all over Europe, Eastern Europe, Western Europe. It was all over this shayla. They had the Chazan Kavua, and sometimes they weren't so observant. So that says Beferish in Shulchan Aruch, based on the Beferish Gemara, Eidus Mecheres, even though it's no good for Din and Nefoshes to administer death penalty, but it is good to pass on Eidus. Gemara tells a story about the Barbanesis. Sounds like a mafia man, Barbisus. There were two witnesses that testified that he should be posel la'edus. So one said, he once lent beribs. The other one says, he once lent me beribs. Two different stories. Not the same story, two different stories. So even though it's Eidus Mecheres, they see that it's good. So that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Eidus Mecheres can posel. So you have to have two Eidim to testify that the guy is a Mechal Shabbos, to aid him to testify that he eats treif of food, that it should be posel la'edus. So do you say that he's only posel la'edus mikana la'habo, mishas kabbalah la'edus? No. It's a gloid Muslim afreya, he was posel la'edus, posel to be a shliach tzibur. But yevet, the tefillahs are good, even if he's a Russia. But we fire him, mikana la'habo, after we mekabler him, we fire him mikana la'habo. What if he ascertained today that the guy did averis last year? So what about all the ksubas that he signed? Should we recommend to the couples that they should rip up the ksuba and write a new ksuba and have kosher eidim? So the answer is yes, that a person is a balabera, is lamafreyahu nifso. Gemara has a machlokes on the next daf about eidzaimim, where the eidzaimim, here that's on the top line of chobzaynim and olive, eidzaimim, machlokes habay v'rabba lamafreyahu nifso mekana la'abohu nifso. That's one of the six cases where we pass on like Abai, Yal Kagam, that's the ayin of Yal Kagam, Eid Zaymim, is Lamafrey Nifso. It's a glory Muslim Afrey, he was a Balavera starting from a year ago. So here also. But by the Mesachik Bekuvi, the Gemara says you need Hachrozen. If the fellow is Posel, because Ein Osik Bishuvish Aloylom, then the Halacha says that you have to have Hachrozen. Only Bikar Al Abaf, in the time that the Bezin says that he's Posel, later he's Posel. Let's say, the Rambam writes like this: if a person is Mechal Shabbos, which Russia is Posel La'edus? That's also Machlokes Abai V'Rava, the same daf. Lower down on the daf, in the middle, around 15 lines from the top. Mumarach and the Beilus L'Teyav and Dirahakol Posel Hachas Machlokes Abai V'Rava. If the fellow compromises on his principles, because he knows he's supposed to keep kosher, he was brought up in an Orthodox home. He knows you're not supposed to eat non-kosher food, but kosher kashrus is expensive. So he doesn't want to spend so much money, so he's saving money. So he compromises on his principles. Kashrus is a principle by him. He was brought up Orthodox. But he compromises machmas chim with bamik, because the kosher food is more expensive. Whenever he's at a restaurant, whenever all the food is free, and he can either have either kosher or not kosher, so then he'll always eat kosher. Kosher is from his principles, but he compromises on his principles, machmas chim with bamik, to save money. So then, bein labai, bein l'rabbe, that's called a rosha d'chomos. He compromises on the principle of kashrus in order to save money. So we're afraid he may give Eidu Sheker also in order to make some money. Maybe if they'll bribe him, he'll give Eidu Sheker. So that they both agreed that such a person, a mumarech and the velas l'teyovin, to save money, there we have called posel, that's a rosha d'chomos. But what if he's a mumarech and the velas l'hachis? He doesn't keep kosher, period. We never see he's an honest person. He never compromises on his principles. But kashrus, he was brought up reform. Kashrus is not from his principles at all. But you never see that he ever compromised on his principles. So that's a machloekas habayi v'rabba. So Rabba holds that he's not posoleitis. Rabba holds only Rosha d'chomas is posoleitis. Rosha d'lad d'chomas, just because he's a balavera, is kosheleitis. And we paskan like habayi. These two are from the Al-Kagam. That's the mem of the Al-Kagam. Mumarech and the velus lahachis. And the ayin of the Al-Kagam is Eid Zamim and the Mafrehu Nipsa. We pass like Abai in both cases. So we said that the Tzai Sacheshin quotes from the Rishonim, from the Mesivis, Ashaila, if you have, the Gemara says in the end of Bava Basra, if you have a shtar that's signed by two people who are now brothers-in-law, but the shtar was supposedly signed 20 years ago before they became brothers-in-law. He's the Lomar Chavrus in the yeshiva. Then one of them married his Chavrus's sister. But 20 years ago, they were both single. So according to the Zman HaKosav Bishtar, it's kosher. So the Gemara says, Moshe V'yaron HaPsulim Leidus is what we would call a Gzeres HaKosav. The Gemara calls it Gzeres HaMelechi. So that's a Gzeres HaKosav. It's not that there's any Chashash Meshaker. So you don't have to be Choshesh that maybe they wrote the date when they were kosher later. Kroivim Manat Choshesh Meshaker. But if you have a person who used to be honest, and now he became a ganef, and now he's posoleitis, and he signed a shtar with a date, that's when he used to be honest, when he was still honest, 20 years ago. Now it's the last couple of years, he became a big ganef in business. So then the Gemara says it's not acceptable. But the shtar was signed at the time that he was posoleitis. Gemara says, we don't know. If we know that the shtar was in existence, if we're aware of the existence of the shtar, before he became a ganef in business, then the shtar would be good at the time that he signed it, he was kosher leidus. But if he just become aware of the shtar today, he produces the shtar today. So the Gemara says, when the Torah says, Al tosh yos shalt her moshe li yaseit chomas, a rosh at the chomas is kosher v'shaker. That's what the Gemara says, that even though they were makel by agunas, that ed echod is neman, once they allow ed echod is neman to say meis bailo, so the meila kroivim are good and ganovim are also good. Let's say a ganov doesn't have the monis and din mamonis and din nefashis and dovah should be able. What about kashrus? Kashrus he does have the monis. Let's say a guy is a ganov and he's making a bar mitzvah and he's inviting everybody to his home. So the din is ed echod amis or does apply to a ganov. He is neman on that. So the Gemara says. Minat Torah that you need two eidim to say that the woman is allowed to remarry. Had to ragunis al pi pashtus needed shnei eidim ksheirim. So then krovim would be no good and noshim would be no good and goyim would be no good. Once min the rabbanah they allowed eid echod. So even eid echod the woman says meis baili or a different woman says meis baila or a nochri has to be mesech lefitum. But a nochri mesech lefitum and not choshish that is mishaker. So nochri is good. Except for a gazlan shalter is posoleitis isha. Why? Because a gazlan shalter there's a chashash meshaker. So that's what the Tzai Sacheshin quotes from the Mesivas of Sofeg. We pass on like Abai that not only mumah and the velus l'teyovin is posoleitis if he compromises on the principles of kashrus. So where if he's going to compromise and give eidu sheker, he'll accept a bribe. Even one is mumah and the velus l'hachis is also posoleitis. So the Mesivas had a suffix. Do we assume that according to Abai there's a chashash meshaka there as well? Or maybe that's only gzeres hakosav. So the major nafkamina is, the main nafkamina is by Heter Agunas, that the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah. The same Mishnah appears in Rosh Hashanah, Elohim Apsulim. The Gemara says there in Rosh Hashanah that Gazon Shal Torah All of these people are Gazan Shal Divraim. Here it says, Rosh Hashanah Dav Chav Beis, and this Mishnah, Makricha Yoyim. So that's what the Gemara says. Gazan Shal Teres Choshe Dushaker. So even though Erechot is Neman by Meis Bailo, but Gazan Shal Teres Choshe Dushaker. But if it's only Gazan Shal Divraim, and the whole Mishnah is only all their opponents, there's no Deraises here. So they're Choshe Leidesisha. So that was the big Machlokes, the Adiyun. How do we paskin la loche? We paskin like Abaye, that Russia, the lab de chomos, amumach, and the Beilis Lachis is also pasul la'edis. Is there a hashash mishakra or not? So bottom line, we paskin that they're nemonim. Bottom line, we paskin that it's a gzeris akosim, just like Moshe the Aaron is a gzeris akosim. Kroifim, there's no hashash mishakir. So Gazan, if he's a Russia, the lab de chomos, we paskin that there is a kosov that is postulated. But it's not that there's any hashash meshaker. So let's say, so the Rambam writes the following. We paskin like Abaye, that the Yalkagam, that the Mumech on the Beilus Lahachis is postulated. So what type of an Avera would pasul him Laedis? So the Rambam quotes from the Rif, only one is Mukhayev Misa and one is Mukhayev Malkus. That's a guy talks Lashon Hara b'meizid. Most people talk Lashon Hara b'meizid. He talks Lashon Hara b'meizid. So does that pass on him la'edis? So we say, no, because one who talks Lashon Hara is neither Chayv Misa nor Chayv Malkis. So Lav Shem b'meizid. So that doesn't pass on la'edis. The pass on la'edis, he has to be called a Rosha. So you have two psukim. You have one pasuk that says, Ashehu Rosha Lomus. The other pasuk says, V'hayon pi ha'kosa Rosha. He pi la'shev from the call of honor. More talks about Xerushava, Russia, Xerushava connecting between Malkus and Misa. So the Rambam quotes from the Riv that the term Russia appears in the Chumash, Al Toshis Yadchem Russia, Leah said Chumash, Russia is Pasal Aedis. And we pass like by the two shades of Russia. One is a Russia de Chumash, one who compromises on his principles, Machmas Chimid Mammon, and one is Russia de Lab de Chumash. He violates Aver. So the Russia de Chumash, one who violates principles, Machmas Chimid Mammon, even if the Avera that he does is only an Isar Aseh, let's say Serechri Shvius. What's the din with Perish Shvius? So the Pasuk says in Parashas Bar, Voice of Shabbos Oretz, Lachem Le'ochlo. So from that word Le'ochlo, the Gemara derives, all the Mishnah is derived, we establish that there's such a thing as Kedusha's Perish Shvius. The Perish that grow in Eretz Yisrael during Shnas HaShmita have a special Kedusha. And they're only supposed to be used Le'ochlo. So the Gemara says, Le'ochlo v'lo lehefsid. You're not allowed to throw it out. Let's say normally a person eats half the food. Whatever's left over, what's he going to do with it? So it's a baltashchis. What are you going to do? Yeah, but let's say he doesn't want to eat anymore. So it's a toss-up, baltashchis on the food, or baltashchis de gufe. He stopped already, he doesn't want to eat anymore. So baltashchis de gufe is mochomer than a baltashchis. The Gemara has that lotion. The Gemara in Hachoyvel has. Baltashchis de gufe is more chomer than the baltashchis on the food. Put the food in the refrigerator, put it in the freezer. Okay, so we'll put it in the freezer. Maybe I'll eat it tomorrow. Yeah, but tomorrow I get the fresh food. I enjoy eating the freshly cooked chicken or the fresh vegetables that were just cooked. So I'm still not going to eat that. So after a while, I'm going to throw out whatever left over, I'm going to throw out. So even though it's edible and there's an issue of baltashchis, but what can you do? Baltashchis de gufa is machomer. So you don't tell me I have to eat what's left over. Then tomorrow I enjoy better eating the freshly cooked food than the leftover food. So I'm going to throw this stuff out. But if it's perishvius, then you're not allowed to throw it out because in addition to the din of baltashchis, there's another din liochla below the heft. Not that the maps perishvius. So what do? So you're not believed to keep on putting the leftovers, the perishvius, in the freezer. You can leave it out of the refrigerator. That per se is not a violation of Liochla v'lola hefsit. That's not if you leave it, if you don't put it in the freezer, that's not a violation of Liochla v'lola hefsit. But if you leave it out of the refrigerator after a couple of days, it's going to get spoiled. Once it's nifsal me'achila sodom, it's no longer roi l'achila, then it loses the whole kedusha's perishvis. Then you can burn it. Everybody knows that those who spent a year learning in Eretz Yisrael during Shnas HaShmita, so they have a partial shvis, they have a container where they put the leftover food that has kedushas perishes. They don't throw it out in the garbage right away because lach of lola have, so they have to wait till it becomes spoiled. So if the person in So that's one din. Le'ochle v'lo'le hefse. Then another din, le'ochle v'lo'le menoches. You're not allowed to use perishvies to be makrid as a korban mincha on the mizbeach, because then you're going to burn it. That's not le'ochle. That's vayta lehefse. Le'ochle v'lo'le melugma. You're not allowed to take food that has kedushas perishvies and make medication out of it. You have to use it for normal purposes to make food. If it's edible food, you should use it for food. You shouldn't make a malugma out of it that only sick people are going to eat. It's also a lachlo lalevs. Then the Gemara also learns that lachlo lalevs. You're not allowed to make big business with the perishvies. So let's say a person does violate the din. He's from the sechre shvies. The fruits that grew in his field, he was supposed to be mafgarit. Instead of being, so he was mafgarit, then he grabs everything for himself. He's not going to eat all that stuff. He grabs everything, and then he sells it, and he makes a lot of money on it. So that's li'ochlo. What did he gain by being mafkaret? Then he goes and he grabs everything for himself, and he sells it to other people. So that's the violation of li'ochlo v'lo l'schora. So li'ochlo v'lo l'schora is an isa esse. It's not an isa lav. One of the schora b'per shviz does not get malchus. So why does the Mishnah say that he's pasul la'edus? So the answer, Rashi said, the answer is, If you violate a loisesish veishbo misa or malchus, then you pasul la'edus, even if you're Rasha the lav de chomus, even if it's a mumma lahachas, not a mumma latio. But if you violate an isa essay, you're not automatically declared as a Rasha. A Rasha is only a shehu Rasha lomus, vayo min akos ha-Rasha, v'hipil o-shehu kolofan, either malchus or misa. If you violate an isa essay, you violate Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara is a lois essay, but it's a lav shein bo maisa, so there's no malchus. So you wouldn't be pasul la'edus for Lashon Hara. You wouldn't be pasul la'edus for perishvius either, because only an isa essay, if not for the fact that you're making money on it. That's a Rasha de Chomus. By Rasha de Chomus, you don't need malchus on misa. Abai said there are two different dinim. There's one din, Rasha de Chomus, where he shares together with Rava, the Rasha de Chomus pasul la'edus with the Chashash Meshaker. And even has an earlier date that's no good. Rasha de Chomus is pasul la'edus isha also because of the chashash meshaker. And then there's another gzeres hamelach, gzeres hakosa. Rasha de lav de Chomus is also pasul la'edus. Rasha de lav de Chomus is pasul la'edus. That's only if there's misa or malchus. But serch rishvius, you don't need misa or malchus. He's compromising on his principles. Machmas chim et bamin. So he's also pasul la'edus. So the Rambam writes. If a person is Mechal Shabbos with a Malacha Deraisa and he knows about it, they told him you're not allowed to do that, and he says he doesn't care, he's going to do it anyway, so then it's Pasul La'edus Menater, because Chilul Shabbos has Misa. The guy's Mechal Shabbos with an Isa Derabbanan and he knows about it. If he doesn't know, it's B'shoike. So a person doesn't become Pasul La'edus for violating an Aver B'shoike. But if he knows, he just gave a whole shir explaining why he's not allowed to do this, then he goes and he does it. He knows that today's Shabbos, this is his Shabbos de Kashir. Just explain why this is not allowed, and then he goes ahead and he does it. So then the Rambam says that he's pasul la'edus midrabbanan. So the pashtus is, that's what Rav Soloveitchik thought. Sacharonim don't agree. Rav Soloveitchik thought, if the fellow is pasul la'edus midrabbanan because he does a malacha derabbanan, then you don't need hachraza. You need two edim to be mevara that he did the avera. You need two kosher edim. Edis mecheres would be good. That's the Gemara by Bar Benisis. Edis mecheres is good. That's the Ramon Shulchan Aruch, and Malam Lahoil has a chul about that by firing a chazan. Edis mecheres is acceptable, but once it's nizbara that he did the avera a year ago, then it's posel edis milamafreya. When the Gemara says chazan shel dereim needs achroza. That goes on this one, and I know he's thinking Bishuva Shaloilo. What Avera did he do? So the Gemara says maybe he didn't do any Avera. The Girsa that Rashi and Tosfos have is Rav Sheshi Zomikol Ki HaGavna Lav Asmachtei. It's not at all an Asmachtei. The Vilna Gaon says the Rambam clearly didn't have that Girsa. The Rambam says Beferish that it is an Asmachtei. The Rambam Paskins like Rav Sheshi that you're only postulators because Eino Isik Bishuva Shaloilo. So if Yesh La Umnes Acheres, so it's Kosher La'edus. So the but the Rambam still writes that you're not allowed to gamble, because if you win, then it's asmachta lakanya and you're a gazlan, and you're not allowed to gamble because you may get used to it, you may enjoy it, And then if you win, then it's going to be asmachta. I think Gemara said beferish kol ki agav na lava asmachti. So the Nungon says, obviously the Ram didn't have that girsa. The Ramam's girsa was that Rami Bachom is right, that it is an asmachta, and he's right that asmachta lo kanya. But whereas Rami Bachom thinks that's sufficient to pasal him the edus, because asmachta lo kanya, pasal's midirabonon, that's the long thesis, elohim apsulach of dalam and beis. If you hold the smachta lakan, he's only possible edus from the rabbanon. So Rav Sheshu says, even with the rabbanon, he can't possible it. It's b'shegeg. He didn't. People didn't realize that you're not allowed to gamble. But the Rambam says that gambling is an iser if you win. If you're not allowed to gamble because mishum chashash, you're not allowed to play any game of chance of luck. According to the Rambam, you're not allowed. It's a Gemara in Eruvin. You're not allowed to play any game of luck because you're going to get yourself used to, going to get into the habit of gambling. And gambling, if you win the money, then it's asmachta lakanya. Then it's going to be gzela.
Even from a guy? Even from a guy? Is that only because he's taking from a Jew?
I don't hear.
He's asking if the din would still apply from a goy.
I still didn't hear.
He asked if the din would apply if you're gambling with a goy. Because a goy might have the same deal of gazlan.
If you're gambling with a goy.
We're going to talk about that. Okay, we're going to have to talk about that. So again, so the Gemara says later that the gazlan shall derei in boy hachroza. Here's the Gemara. Adav chavod amibes. The Gemara says that someone was a gazlan and they thought that you can't pasal him because they didn't make hachroza. Omalei Rav, as the Rav told my papa Bar Shmuel, need the bina and hachroza, because on the rabban and gazlan the rice and made bina and hachroza. That's a shada. How do you read that? That's around 20 lines from the bottom. It's by the tiny letter gimel. From the ayin mishpat ner mitzvah, there's a tiny letter gimel there. So it says nehid the bina and hachroza. The line begins with the word hachroza. Nehid bina hachroza, because on the rabban and gazlan the rice and made bina and hachroza. What does it mean? So the pashta says you need kabbalah seders and you have to have two eders, but you don't say he's only posel eders mikanu lahabo. Just like Abaye says, Zayzamim Mafreyahu and Ipsal. And Rav only disagrees with Abaye by Zayzamim. Rav is masking with Abaye. If Paslinu begazlan uso, that's on the top of Chabzayinim and Allah. Let's say two Adim say today that the guy made a big holdup. He robbed money a year ago. So Rav also agrees with Abaye. Paslinu begazlan uso is Lamafreyahu and Ipsal. We'll have to see the Gemara. From the time that he did the Aver, it's Pasle Adis Lamafreyah. So this is a special din. A gazan shelter does need achroz. You don't say he's only posel mikana lahabo. You need kabbalas edis with this, and two that can be edis. Edis mircheres is also acceptable. So now we realize that he is a gazlan as of a year ago. But if he's only a mesachi b'kuvi and oisei b'shuvish aloylam, he's not even a gazlan in the rabbanim. We declare about him that since he oisei b'shuvish aloylam in such a negative way. So we declare that he's pasul eidus. That's only he's only be pasul eidus mikana lahabor. But the pashtus and the Rambam, let's say according to the Rambam learns that one who does an avera derabanan, let's say a person is mechal Shabbos b'deraisa, so it's yeshbo misa, he's pasul eidus manator. What is Mechal Shabbos Medirabbanon? So it's Pasul Eidus Medirabbanon. If it's been mazed, the Rambam says it could be not everybody knows about kosher or matir. So that could be that's b'shogeg. But if you know clearly that it was been mazed, it's Pasul Eidus Milamafreya. You need to aid him today. And they say the guy did a malacha last year and he never did shuvah. We don't know. We never heard that he did shuvah. He's Milamafreya who nipsal. So if he does Chilu Shabbos Derabbanon, he's also the Mafreyu Nipsal. The only time you need Achrozeh is only by the Mesachik B'Kuvya, these kind of people. I know Sik B'Shuv B'Shalom. You have to declare that the fellow is hereby declared as a Mesachik B'Kuvya. It's not a halacha. Whoever is I know Sik B'Shuv B'Shalom is postulated. The guy sits and learns in a kailah. That's what you hear. No, we declare he's a Mesachik B'Kuvya. It falls under the category. Mafricha Yoinim. He's a gambler. So they declared gamblers, if we declare him as a gambler, then we pasul him le'edus. So that psul is only mikana lahabo. That psul will not be le'mafreya. Yeah. So let's go again. So why are all of these people only pasul le'edus when they're rabbanon? So if the fellas ain't oisik b'shuv b'shalom, then it's clear and obvious, Tosfos says, ain't oisik b'shuv b'shalom is not a psul deraisa. That's obvious like that. What if the psul of Mesachah Bikuvia is even if Yeshla Nesacheris, even if he makes a decent parnasa, once a year he goes to Atlantic City and he gambles, and once every 5 years he wins. So because of the once every 5 years he wins $5, he's a gazlan and he's posel oilam void. He's posel until we ascertain that he did shuva. So that's how Rami Bachomer says. That's how Rami Bachomer says. Asmachta lakanya, so the guy who wins, the guy who loses is not posel, the guy who wins is a gazlan because he's taking money that he's not entitled to. So why is that only a gazlan? Why is only posulatus midirabbanan? Why isn't it posulatus minatoru? So here, some rishonim and achrenim say that the whole din of asmachta lokai, we didn't explain yet what is asmachta, what do the words mean. But a gimbler who wins money, that's called asmachta lokai. We'll have to give a definition. So the Bach quotes a Mordechai. In Shulchan Aruch, they quote this Mordechai. The Bach applies it also to a new case. He says the whole din of asmachta lakanya is only midirabon. Menatar asmachta is kanya. So the fellow who's a mesachik bekuvia who wins, he's only a gazlan because asmachta lakanya. That whole din asmachta lakanya is only midirabon. Yeah. Well, how does he get such an einfall that asmachta lakanya is only midirabon? Where's the original discussion? Where's the original Mishnah? In the Mishnah, it's a machlekes Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yudah. Whether asmachta kanya, asmachta lakanya. So Rashi on the bottom of Chof Dalet Amid Beis quotes from the Mishnah in the end of Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Samaches Amin Aleph. That's the first time the Mishnah has a din. The rest of it are Gemaras. Yeah, what's the original Mishnah? Haparea Miktas Choyvoi. Let's say you lent me $100,000 and I'm supposed to pay up today. I don't have $100,000 today. So I give you $75,000. You say you want all the money today. You need the $100,000. You're going to go to Bezin, they're going to foreclose, they're going to take away my house. So I said, have Rachmanis, give me another 6 months. So I pay you $75,000 today. And I promise you, in another 6 months, I'll give you the remaining $25,000, no questions about it. And in the event, and we won't rip up the shtar. The shtar says that I owe you $100,000. We won't rip up the shtar. We'll give the shtar to Hamash Lishtar Abiyad Sholish. The Malva and the Leila both trust the third party. So they give the shtar to the third party and they make up the deal. If I pay him within the 6 months, the next 6 months, the remaining $25,000, so you rip up the shtar. If I don't pay him within the next 6 months, you give him back the shtar and he can collect the whole $100,000. And the $75,000 that I gave him now, it goes down the drain. Isn't that ribbis? So the Rashba works on that. Why, how come the Gemara doesn't raise an issue of ribbis? There's a Rashba in Bava Basra. There's a Rashba in Bava Basra also. It's printed after all the other Rashbas. So that's an important Rashba. He talks about the issue of ribbis. So the Tanoim, that's the original Machlekes HaTanoim. Hapare Miktas Chovo, and his Mashlish Ishtoroi. Rashi quotes, Mashlish Ishtoroi to get Poshut. The fellow is so convinced that in the next 6 months he'll be able to raise $25,000 and pay up the whole debt, so he took his chaybus ala tanai. What was he mischaib himself? I gave him $75,000 today, and I made up if I don't pay him the remaining $25,000 in another 6 months, I'll give him an additional $75,000. The sholish will give the shtar back to the malveh. The mob will be able to collect the full amount, the full $100,000. In other words, an additional $75,000, more than what he lent me. So that's an ASIC. Why isn't it ribbis? Okay, we'll work on that soon. We'll work on that. So that's a case. He was mekabala his chayvus of an additional $75,000 al hatnai, thinking that he's going to control the situation. He's going to see to it that it's never going to happen. He has a lot of connections. He's in business. And he thinks, for sure, in the next 6 months, I'll see to it that I'll pay him off the remaining $25,000. That'll be the end of it. Then it comes out, at the end, that in another 6 months, he doesn't have the $25,000. So that's the case of Asmachta. So that's the original case of Asmachta, is his chayvus ala tanai, where there's an umdere de muchach, that the loiva accepted this is chayvus of the additional $75,000, thinking that it's never going to happen. He thought he's going to control the situation. He's going to see to it that it never comes to fruition. He's going to see to it that he pays him the $25,000 by 6 months from now. And then he never paid. So that's Machalek Zabiyud Rabbi Yosef. We paskan asmachta lo kanya. That's the simple definition of asmachta lo kanya. His chayvus ala tanai was an umder in the muchach that the person who accepted asmachta is a tanai that doesn't work for some reason or another. So why doesn't it work? You learn that from Parshas B'nei Gad and Reuven that there is an institution of tanai. So why shouldn't this tanai work? Ma nishtam this tanai from every other tanai. So the pashup shat in the case is asmachta means his chayvus ala tanai where there's an umder in the muchach that the person who accepted the his chayvus thought that he has control over the situation and there never will be a kiyum atanai. If a guy gives his wife a get and says, on the condition that it rains tomorrow, it doesn't rain, no, he has no control over the rain. If he makes some other condition, if your father gives me $100,000 within the first 7 days of Shiva's Mamishta, that's a regular tanai. But here it's a tanai, it's a hischaibis moment ala tanai. With the zanumdar in the muchach, that the fellow thought, I have control over this situation, it's biyodi, I have control over it, and he's going to see to it that it's never going to happen. And then it did happen. He made a mistake, he misjudged, so that's the machlekes. So one time holds asmachta kanya, and we paskin asmachta lo kanya. So that's a shayla. So the Mordechai in Bava Kamma, Mordechai is the end of the Balei Atos. Mordechai was one of the Talmidim of the Maharam Rutenberg. And Rutenberg was the end of the period of the Balei Atos. In his Talmidim, he had the Rosh and the Mordechai and the Hagos Maimon. They were all Talmidim of his. That's the end of the period of the Balei Atos. Mordechai was killed by one of the pogroms, one of the big pogroms, in the days of the Balei Atos. So the Mordechai says, Asmachta Lakanya is only a din midrabbanan. In the Torah, all the Tanaim agree Asmachta Kanya. All Machlekes in the Mishnah and Bava Basu Kuf Samaches is Machlekes Abiyud Rabbi Yosi. Whether did they make such a din midrabbanan that Asmachta Lakanya or not? And we paskin yes, there is such a din. So therefore, the Mordechai has a right from Mishnayis. Asmachta Lakanya wouldn't apply to be mafsid hegdish. Let's say the fellow says. Let's say the fellow has a chavrusa, and the chavrusa made up. We're going to start learning every morning at 9 o'clock, and the guy comes late 3 days in a row. He comes at 9:15, and the other chavrusa is always there at 9 o'clock. He says, "I'm going to get myself a different chavrusa. You're wasting my time." So the guy says, "If I come late tomorrow, I give $100 to tzedakah." He's a shiva bacher. Where does he have $100 to? So he took his chayvus to tzedakah ala tanai. If I come late tomorrow to the Seder, to the Chavrusa, if I mafsid you, if I waste your time tomorrow, I pledge to give $100 to tzedakah. He thought that he's going to wake up on time. He thought he's going to control it. And then it turns out that he got up late the next day also, and he came again late. So it says in the Shulchan Aruch that even though asmachta lakanya, that's only lahedyut, but tzedakah and lahegdish, so that's what the Mordechai brings rayas, tzedakah and lahegdish, the din is asmachta kanya. Why do you distinguish? So the Mordechai says, because the whole deal of asmachta lakanya is only midirabbanan, and atara asmachta is kanya. They were only mafsid bin adam achaver. They were never mafsid hegdish, they didn't want to be mafsid tzedakah. So that's why you have mishnayos that seem to imply that asmachta is kanya, the tzedakah, or the hegdish.
Is it related to Mercy Russell Lagavoa?
He's asking if it's related to.
Yeah, I'm Russell
Lagavoa, Kamisi Russell Lahedjot.
Yeah.
You're saying are those related?
I'm Russell Lagavoa, Kamisi Russell Lahedjot, say that for what?
What's the question? Related to what you're saying that of not being Mafsid Hektish.
Is it the same concept here by not being Mafsid Hektish?
I'm Russell Lagavoa simply means, even though the Rambam wrote Perkav Halach Aleph and Hilchot Mechira, Ein hamekach nikdem bedvarim, by just declaring that my Gemara belongs to you, but if I say Hegdish, the Gemara should belong to Hegdish. Amirasa lagavaya does work. Kimsirasa lagavaya, if I would have given you the Gemara, you picked it up, you made a kinyan hakbar, kinyan yad, kinyan chotze, whatever, kinyan mashicha. So by Hegdish, all you need is Amira, and Amira does work. Amirasa lagavaya constitutes a kinyan. Lahedyot, it does not. You need a real maisa kinyan. Ein hamekach nikdem bedvarim, and Hegdish is kind of bedvarim alone. It doesn't say more than that. But the Mordechai says that the reason why Asmachta Lakanya itself is only with the Rabbanim, and they didn't want to be Mafsed Hegdush or Tzedakah. So the Mechaber Paskins like that Mordechai. And the Simit about Asmachta and Chosh Mishmar around Reish Zayin or so. So he says there Asmachta Lakanya doesn't apply to take away from Tzedakah. So the Bach adds on another line. Since Asmachta Lakanya is only with the Rabbanim, so they only made the Takonah if both parties are Jewish. What if the fellow who made the hischaivus was a nochri? Let's say the nochri owed me $100,000, and he paid $50,000, and he's pleading mercy. Give me another 6 months, and I'll give you the remaining $50,000. And if I don't pay you the remaining $50,000 and 6 months from today, the shalom should give the shtar back to the malve, and he should be allowed to collect the full $100,000, another an extra $50,000. So that's the original case in the Mishnah, Machlek, Zav Yudah, and Rabbi Yossi. We pass on Asmachta Lokanya, that the guy is not allowed to collect the extra $50,000. So if the loive is a nochri, so then the Bach has this chiddush. Since Asmachta Lokanya is only made the Rabbanon, so they only made the takone, l'tovus Yisrael. They never made the takone to stick out their necks. L'tovus anochri. Just like the Mordechai says, Asmachta Lakanya is only with the Rabbanon, so they never made the Takana to be Mafsid Hegdish. Asmachta is Kanya for Tzedakah or for Hegdish. So Asmachta Lakanya is only the Tovus HaYisrael. If the Yisrael who accepted it by himself, the Hischaivus HaLatanai, is Jewish, then they say Asmachta Lakanya, Ben Ar Machaver. But if the one who is Mekabel Hischaivus HaLatanai is a Nachri, by Ben Enoch, you leave it on the Din Deraisa, that Asmachta is Kanya.
Is there any Tanai that is not Kone even Mido Raisa? Is there any Tanai that's so bad that it's not Kone even Mido Raisa?
I didn't hear a word.
He asked if there are any Tanais that are so bad or so ridiculous that they're not even Kone Mido Raisa.
Are there any Tanai that are so bad that they're no good Minatora?
Even Minatora, yeah.
Like worse than a smart.
No. According to this Mordechai, Asmachta Kanya Menatar, Asmachta Kanya Menatar. The Kevinor on the Dorim asked Zakasha, Haka on the Mordechai quote from the Baal Yatois, that Asmachta Lo Kanya is only a din with the Rabbanon. So the Ferish Gemara here, 10 lines from the top of Chafem and Aleph. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yudah quotes in the name of the Tana Rab Tarfon, Rabbi Yudah the Tana. Quotes in the name of Rab Tarfon the Tana, that Asmachta Lakanya is based on a pasuk. The nitan the zirus elalaflo isho ishi kiafli linda deda nozer lahaz lashem. That expression kiafli linda deda nozer teaches you the din of Asmachta Lakanya. The Gemara says you make a line of din there. I say you say the neda nazirus is not chal because Asmachta Lakanya is even fairish. Asmachta Lakanya is a din in a Torah. How can the Mordechai say that it's only midi rabbon? Okay, so one can say like the Mordechai v'lav mitamei. In the Shulchan Aruch they pass on the psak and the Mordechai. They don't quote the reason. They say if a person accepted upon himself his chayvus to tzedakah, let's say the case, my chavrusa is angry at me. I keep on coming late to the seder, and he says I don't need a chavrusa. You keep on wasting my time. If you come one more day late, I'm going to stop learning with you. So the other chavrusa says, I'll tell you what. Please continue learning. If I come late tomorrow, if I come 9:15 tomorrow, I'll give $100 to tzedakah. So that's mamash asmachta. So the Shulchan Aruch paskens, he has to give the money. We paskens asmachta lokanya. So the Mordechai says asmachta lokanya is only by the rabbanon. They didn't want to be mafsid tzedakah. So one could explain it differently. Asmachta lokanya means that he never really meant it. It's an ubdad in the muchach that all he meant was, I don't want to lose my chavrusa. I promise you, believe that, or I'm going to show up on time. But he didn't really mean. That was all a guzma, what he said. If I come late tomorrow, I'll give $100. I'll give you $100. So that's asmachta lokanya. He didn't really mean that. But if he pledges to give $100 to tzedakah, people do give money to tzedakah. So there we say asmachta is kanya. Not because the whole din asmachta lokanya is only midirabbanan, and they never made the takona to be mafsid tzedakah. No. Because there is to give to tzedakah, people will be happy. If I don't pay you the remaining $50,000 in 6 months, I should give you another $50,000. That's unreasonable. So there you say, Asmachta Lakanya, he never really meant it. He just meant, give me a break and don't confiscate my house today. Give me another 6 months. He never really meant that to obligate himself an additional $50,000. But if he says, if I don't pay the remaining money within 6 months, I'll pay a penalty to tzedakah. So if it's tzedakah, people do give. People will be happy to give money to tzedakah. So you can hold from the psak of the Mechaber. The Mechaber quotes this Mordechai, Asmachta Kanya Litzdokah. But you don't have to give the Mordechai's explanation. The Mordechai's explanation was because the whole institution, whole din Asmachta Lakanya itself is only midrabbanon, and they never instituted it to be mafsid by tzedakah. So that's what the Keren Ohr and the Dorim asks. It's against the Beferish Gemara. This Gemara is in the Dorim also. Rab Tarfon, the Nitin Zeres El Haflo, that the din of Asmachta Lakanya is a pasuk in Chumash. You see, it is a din deraisa. And you make them in Hilchus Nedarim because Asmachta Lakanya. So the Yonim, you can say, Asmachta Lakanya is a dim in Atar, but for Tzedakah, it's an umdin that people do, that they do give. So getting back again, the Tosfos points out on the Mishnah of Elayim Apsulim, the Mishnah didn't list Avodim. All the people in the Mishnah are Posoleitis Midirabon. And it's Beferish in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah like that. This whole Mishnah appears in Rosh Hashanah, because the Mishnah there discusses who is kosher la'edus by Kiddush HaChodesh. So there was one opinion in the Gemara that kroivim are kosher la'edus, because it says in Parshas Boy, Vaydabra Hashem Moshe v'Aaron Beretz Mitzrayim Lema HaChodesh Zeh Lachem. What do you mean Lachem? Moshe and Aaron are two brothers. They bezel shokem asifam oid echad. Need a bezel of three. What do you mean? Two brothers are acceptable? So one time it says, yeah. You see from a pasuk, two brothers can serve as members of the bezin, the two brothers can testify as eidim. I think we pass on that not. But that's a machlokes hatanoim. So there the more discussed is the Mishnah mitzvah, Elohim Apsulim. The following people are pasuleidis midirabon. So there the Gemara says, all of these psuleidis in the Mishnah are only pasul midirabon. None of them are pasul minatorah, and all the psuleidis midirabonon, and they're mourned by eidis isha, gazim shal Torah. Is possible ladies isha because of Hashash Meshaka. But Gazan Shal Dabrim, all of these people would be kosher by Eidus Isha. So that's Tosfos raises the issue. So why is if you hold like Rami Bachram, if you hold that a Mesachet Bekubi is possible Eidus, like who's the second Mandama? Like Rav Sheshes, because they know it's Bishu Vishalaylam. So that's clearly only Absul de Rabban. And the Gemara says you need Hachraza. He's only possible Mikanal Habo after the Hachraza. That was here, the third and the fourth wide line on Chavav and Mebe. So it's only possible Mekadal Abba. It's clearly only a Psul de Rabban. But if you hold like Rami Bachome, we don't pass like him. But if you hold like Rami Bachome, that the reason why the Mesach Bekuy is possible is because Asmachta Lokanya, isn't that a Din Deraisa? So let him be possible in Atara. So according to the Mordechai, that's the answer. Asmachta Lokanya itself is only a Din de Rabban. It's not a Gazon Shal Torah. Tosfos didn't say that. So Tosfos, you see clearly, the Tosfos. The Elohim Apsulim, Achavdalam and Beis. You see from Tosfos that they hold Asmachta Lakanya Zedim Minatur. So why isn't he possible Eidus Minatur? The Tosfos says, because B'shogeg. What do you mean? People gamble. They think that there's an Aver. The guy, he says, the guy's giving me the money Beratzen. They're gambling and they're made up. Whoever, the five people are gambling. They say, whoever loses has to pay $1,000 to the winner. So the one who wins $4,000 from the four who lost. So the guy thought, how could this be Gezel? He gave me the $1,000 Berotzen. He didn't complain at the end of the game. Every so often he wins, so he's happy. So when I win, so he's also happy. So Tosfos says, maybe it's only possible with the Rabbanon, because even though Asmachta Lakanya is a dim in our Torah, but maybe it's B'shogeg. Kimishen is sober, last to see, so lovely they psul their eyes. He didn't realize. He didn't realize that Mesachet Bikuvia is a Gezel. Yeah, but you see from Tosfos that they're assuming that Asmachta Lakanya is a Dim in Atara. It's not like that Mordechai, that it's only a Psul de Rabban. Now Tosfos continues. Malva Beribis. Why is Malva Beribis? Malva Beribis. Not only Malva Beribis, the Gemara says, Lava Beribis is also possible. Omar Rava, 10 lines from the top of Chafayim and Aleph. When the Gemara has a caption from the Mishnah, Malva Beribis Amarava, Lava Beribis is also possible. It's Ivan Antanan, Malva Beribis. How does Rava say the Lava is also possible? But from the Mishnah would appear only the Malva is possible. Gemara says, Milva Habot. You're reading the word wrong. Not Hamal Beribis. Milva haboa beribis, when there's a haboa beribis, so all those involved, all the parties involved, mainly, namely, both the malva and the loiva, they're both posuleidus. So why are they both posuleidus? So Rashi says, because the malva is going to make money, it's machmas chimud bomen, and the loiva gets a haboa. He knows that there's an avera. The Mishnah says, in the last Mishnah in Ezel Neshech says, when you lend beribis, so they both violate. The malva and the loiva, they both violate the law. What motivates them to violate the law? The malva is going to make extra money, and the loiva needs a halvah now. So he agrees to pay the ribbis. He agrees to violate the avera ribbis because he needs halvah. So they're both doing the avera. The motivation of both the malva and the loiva is machmas chimud mamon. So everyone would agree that it's a rasha dechama. So it should be posuleidus min haTorah. So why is malva beribis only posuleidus min derabbanan? The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, everybody in this Mishnah is only posuleidus min derabbanan. That's the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, that all these people are kosher leidus isha. So Tosis has two suggestions. So one suggestion they say is, maybe it's talking about ribbis derabbanan. There's ribbis kitzutza as a din derabbanan, then there's ribbis kitzutza as ribbis deraisa, and then there's ribbis derabbanan. That you should just know, we're not going to go into it now, there are three different levels of ribbis derabbanan. There's ribbis avak ribbis, ribbis shenik tzutza, there's ribbis derabbanan, and even though we pasken ribbis kitzutza is yotze bedayonim, ribbis shenik tzutza ain't a yotze bedayonim, but it's a machlekes and teisvis, and we pasken shulchan aruch that bebodotz is yedei shamayim, you should give it back. Then there are another two categories of ribbis derabbanan. One is mechzeki ribbis. Mechzeki ribbis means it's a marasain, it looks like ribbis, but it really isn't ribbis. So mechzeki ribbis, afilu bebalos es yedei shamayim, he's not mechuyev to give it back. But you're not allowed to take it. But there isn't even a chiyev bebalos es yedei to give it back. Then there's a third category of ribbis derabbanan that's called haramas ribbis. Aramas ribbis, the Rambam holds like this. The Ramban says that there ain't no such thing, but the Rambam understood it anymore. Aramas ribbis is, I set up a system where you're not allowed to set up such a system, because it's a harama. You're violating ribbis derabbanan. But once you set up the system, it's even mutter lechatchila to collect it. It's an isa harama. You're not allowed to set up the system, but once you set it up. So the Rambam learns that you're even permitted to collect it. So the Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz has a commentary on Yerideya, the Gracie Plessy. So Gracie Plessy on the beginning of Yerideya. So someone after the days of Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz found a manuscript from the Rebbe Rabbi Yonasan Ahilchos Ribbis, and he printed it with his own Hoy Sophos. So this is in the Horus of Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz. It's only 2-3 pages. The end of Hilchos Ribbis and the big Yerideh, it's called Plesei Hamado. This sefer is called Crazy Plesei. So the one who added the Haaretz called the combination of his sefer with my sefer. He calls it together Plesei Hamado. The whole thing is only 3 pages, the Ganze Maisa. So he gives us in the introduction to Hilchos Ribbis, he says there are 4 categories. There's Ribbis Kitzutzo, then that's Ribbis Deraisa. Ribbis Deraisa is Yotze B'dayonim. If he brings me to it in Torah, the Bezim will force me to reimburse. The malva will be forced to give the ribbis back to the loiva. Then there's avak ribbis that not mechuyev ena yetsa b'dayonim, but we paskim ebal lotzei shemayim, you should give it back. Then you have mechziki ribbis that you're not allowed to collect it, but once you collected it, afilu ebal lotzei shemayim, not mechuyev to give it back. And then you have haramas ribbis, which according to the Rambam means you're not allowed to set up such a system. Once you set it up, you're even permitted to collect it later on. Someone recently wanted to do me a favor. An acquaintance of mine. He was once mafsid me some mamon, so he feels bad. So he wanted to do me a favor. So he said, I should invest with him. He has a friend who's investing. I should invest money, and he'll see to it that... So I said, I'm going to invest. I can lose again. Last time I lost a fortune of money because the whole investment went bad. So he said, no, he's going to guarantee it. So I said, if you guarantee it, then it's ribbis. If it's an investment, then if it goes up is good, it goes down, I lose my pence. He says, no, he's going to guarantee it. So how's he going to guarantee it? So he's going to call me back in a few days. He calls me back and says he spoke to the expert. He lives out of town. He spoke to some expert on Hilchos Ribbis, and the expert told him a whole story how to avoid the Issa Ribbis. I told him that's exactly what the Gemara calls haramas ribbis, that you're not allowed to do that. The expert told him how to do a harama, that the money that I'm giving him, I should give him $50,000 to buy a share in his home. He owns his own home out of town. And then after a couple of months, I'll sell him back that part of his home for $55,000. So I bought a home I bought part of the home, which we're sharing. I bought the part of his home, $50,000 worth, and then if he wants to own it back again, I'll charge him $55,000 to sell it back. So that's exactly what the Gemara has. The Gemara says such a case as Haramas Ribbis. You're not allowed to set it up. And once you set it up, then the Raman says you had to collect it later on, because it's Mamish no Ribbis. He sold me a house, and I sold him back the same house for more. But that's what the Gemara says, that's Haramas Ribbis. You're not allowed to. Yeah. So getting back again. So Tosfos wants to know, why is Malva Beribbis? Why is it only Pasaleidis Mederabbana? It's a Rosh HaDachamas. The Malva and the Loiva, they both compromise on their principles. The Ribbis, you know, it says in Chumash, you're not allowed to take Ribbis. Now that I pay Ribbis, they're both compromising. Machmas Chimed Baman. So Bein Labai, Bein Lerav, it should be possible, it should be Rosh HaDachamas. So Tosfos says, maybe the Mishnah means Ribbis Derabbana. Very often, the Ribbis is only Ribbis Derabbana. And even if it's ribbis deraisa, I feel in my ribbis shiktsutsa, la mashma la yisa, kibna mi daita yaivla, ain apostolatus elam rabban. It's bishagig. People don't realize that, like this guy tells me, this guy himself knows how to learn. So he knows he does know hilchas ribbis. So yes, the world's biggest expert, the world's biggest expert in his little village, wherever he lives. So the world's biggest expert in his village told him how to do it. And that's exactly what the Gemara says, you're not allowed to do that. That's how Rama's ribbis. The Tosfos says it's b'shogeg. You can't pass on the latest minatur because Malva Beribbis, the guy thought that he's giving it Berotzen. He didn't realize that he's doing it out there. Fine. So all the people in the Mishnah, they're all only pasul latest minatur. What Sercher Shvius? Sercher Shvius, true, he only violates an essay, Liochla Velo Leschora, but he violates the essay, Machmas Chimud Mamen. So he should be posulatus minatur. Whenever you do any aver machmas chimud mamon, he posulatus. Let's say a person violates lo sigzol. So he's not posulatus because of malchus or because of misa. There's no malchus, there's no misa on gzelo. But you don't need malchus and misa. That's a rosh hachamas. He compromises on the principle of geneva. Geneva is one of his principles. He compromises on the principle of geneva, machmas chimud mamon. So that's a rosh hachamas. That's posulatus minatur. So why is Secher Shvius? Why should Secher Shvius only be possible Eidus Medirabbanan? So Tosfos says Secher Shvius may be Shvius b'zman hazeh dein osel medirabbanan. Shmita b'zman hazeh is only medirabbanan. Why Shmita b'zman hazeh? After the Holocaust, the mitzvahs are no longer binding. What the Tosfos lived before? Why is b'zman hazeh? Why Shmita only medirabbanan? So Pashup Pshat is the Gemara has on the second daf in Masechet Moed Katan on daf Gimel. The Gemara says, the Gemara quotes there in Gittin and the Sugya Pruzbal. The Gemara quotes a Machlokes from the Sifra in the beginning of Parshas Bahar. It says in the Chumash, every seventh year you observe Shemitah, and after seven times seven, the 50th year, you should observe Yovel. So the Pasuk by Yovel says, Ukrosim Jorba Aris Lachoshvel. When it comes to Shnas HaYoivol, Evidibi goes free. Evidibi goes free. Evidibi doesn't go free. Not Yotze B'Sheish, not Yotze B'Yavah. Evidibi is Yotze B'Rosh HaYivarim. Finakad wanted the Chavdal and Rosh HaYivarim. But the Evidibi is Yotze B'Sheish, after 6 years are up, and is Yotze B'Yoivol. So the Pasuk says, across from Dror Ba'aretz, L'chol Yeshvel. You should proclaim liberty throughout the land and to all its inhabitants. That's the Pasuk on the Liberty Bell. In Pennsylvania, in Philadelphia. So what does that Losha mean? L'chol Yoshveho? Cross and Dar, L'chol Yoshveho. The Gemara says, in the end of Erechen, Adaf Lamebeis, Amebeis, B'zman Shekol Yoshveho Aleho. It's a condition in observance of Yovel. You only observe Yovel when you have Kol Yoshveho Aleho. When the majority of world Jewish population lives in Eretz Yisrael. If you don't have Kol Yoshveho Aleho, then you don't observe Yovel. So B'zman Hazev, you don't have Kol Yoshveho Aleho, so we don't have any Yovel at all. So what about Shemitah? So that's a machlekes hatanoim. So the Chachamim, machlekes Rebbe and the Chachamim in the Toras Kohanim at the beginning of Parshas Bar. So the Chachamim are of the opinion that two different parshas there. The first parsha every seventh year is Shemitah. Then it says after 7 times 7, the 50th year should be a blank year of Yovel. So if you don't have Yovel, say you don't have, so you still have Shemitah. Every 7th year you have Shemitah Derais. And Rebbe's opinion is, and that's how Rav HaRisha Paskin, the Gemara seems to say, the Mishnah is all like that. Rebbe's opinion is that Shemitah is only Derais if it's going to lead up to Yovel. If you know in advance that you're observing Shemitah, but it's never going to lead up to Yovel, because you know in advance you don't have Koyosh Ve'Holeo, then the whole observance of Shemitah itself is only with the Rabbon. Shemitah is only the Reis, if you have Kol Yeshua Leo, so the Shemitah will lead up to you. Not going to lead up to you, it's only the Rabbon. So that's the Pashtus, what Tosfos means. Abizman Azeh, Shemitah is only the Rabbonim, because it's not going to lead up to it's not going to lead up to Yovel. That's the Gemara in Moed Katan, on Daf Gimel. There's a Rashi later, on Chavav Amid Aleph, we'll have to get to the Rashi. Rashi says that Shemitah Bizman Azeh is the Rabbanan because Batla Kedusha Sa'aretz. Batla Kedusha Sa'aretz. That's a Machlekes in the Gemara. There's a Machlekes whether Yeshua Ben Nun made the Kedusha Sa'aretz or the Kibush V'chiluk. It took 7 years to conquer all of Eretz Yisrael and Lamed Aleph Malachim. Then it took another 7 years to divide Eretz Yisrael, the Shvatim and the Mishpachas, and then the Yechidim. So at the end of the 14 years, Eretz Yisrael was in the Skatshim. So that's called Kedusha Bishayim. So there was a Machlokes at the time of Churban Bayis Rishon, was Kedusha Sa'aretz Batla? Or you say, no, Kedusha Sa'aretz was Kitcha Lazalot. So the accepted opinion is that during the 7 years of Golus Babel, there was no Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. Kedusha Bishayim was Batla, was like Kitcha Lazalot. So then Ezra and Nehemiah were Mekadesh anew, all over again. There was no Kibush V'chiluk, there was no Chaluk again, there wasn't any Kibush till the days of the Chashmonoim, because they were under the control of the Goyish kings, till the Chashmonoim established their own independent Jewish government. So there was no Kibush V'chiluk, but still they were Mekadesh Arzo the second time around. So Kedusha Shniyah, that's the Vaita Machlekes in the Gemara. Should we say Kitchel Ozi Lovoi, that the Kedusha is still there Bizman Azem in HaTorah? Should I say, just like the Kedusha Mishayna was Batla at the time of Churban Abayis, Churban HaMedina, so too the Kedusha Shni was also Batla at the time of the Churban HaMedina. But the question is, why should the Churban HaMedina cancel the Kedusha if it didn't? There was no Medina until the days of the Chashmonoim? There was no Jewish government until the days of the Chashmonoim. When Yeshua ben Nun came in, so they conquered all of Eretz Yisrael. So there was a Jewish Medina. There was Shoftim. There was no Melech, Tishol HaMelech. But they were Shoftim, and the Ramban writes, Alchem Shoftim were Bimkai Melech. So it's understandable that at the time of Churban HaMedina, the Kibush V'chiluk was undone, the Kibush HaAretz was undone, so that's why the Kedusha was undone. How can you explain why the Kedusha Shniyah should be undone with the fact that the Roman armies took Eretz all the way from the Jews, but there was Kedusha in Eretz the second time around before the Hashmonaim established a Jewish government? So why should it be canceled? The Rambam in Hilchas Beis HaBchir in Perek Vav explains why is Kedusha Rishayna Batla and Kedusha Shneya Loi Batla. So he says because Kedusha Rishayna rested on Kibush when the Kibush was undone, so the Kedusha was undone. Kedusha Shneya didn't rest, wasn't based on any Kibush, so the Kedusha Shneya was Kitcha Lasilam. But there is an opinion in the Tanaim that the Kedusha Shniyah was Ozla Batla at the time of Churban HaMedina, when the Roman armies conquered Eretz Yisrael from the Jewish people, so the whole Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael was Batla. So Rashi on Chavav and Menalev sounds like he paskens like that. Rashi learns Pshat and Nimar because Kedusha Shniyah was Batla Kedusha Sorts. Yeah, they're not sure if that's really what Rashi holds La Locha. They're not sure. Who's the Rishon who says like that? That's the Sefer HaTrumah. The Rabbeinu Baruch was a Talmud of the Ri, Bala the Ri Azokin, Bala Tesis. So Rabbeinu Baruch wrote a Sefer HaTrumah. Sefer HaTrumah is like a little bit like a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, but it's not exactly. See, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch has everything. When you wake up in the morning, say Modani and wash Negelbas, has everything from the beginning to that. The Sefer HaTrumah only has, he doesn't go into Pilpulim, he doesn't quote everything, he just gives the Kitzur, like a Kitzur Shulchan, but only has those dinim that are controversial. He only has those dinim that the Ri was Mechadish. The Ri Rabbeinu Tam was Mechadish. So he has, the Sefer HaTrumah is known, the Bir Agro. You're there, Shin Lam and Aleph. There's one long, long, long simon has all the mitzvahs hatluyas ba'aretz, because it wasn't Nergeya years ago. The Tur lived in Chutz Laaretz, so all the mitzvahs hatluyas ba'aretz were not Nergeya. So he put everything into Shin Lam and Aleph. then the Mechaba lived in Tzfat, but there were hardly any Jewish farmers then. Most of the farmers, overwhelming majority of the farmers, were Arabs. Hardly any Jewish farmers. So he didn't write too much there on Shin Lamed Aleph. But the Bi'er HaGro there quotes this Sefer HaTrumah, who says like that, that the Kedusha Shniyah was Otzla Batla Kedusha Sarts. And the Beis HaLevi in the Tshuvas, the end of the 1800s, when the Jews started colonizing Eretz Yisrael and they made the kibbutzim, so then they were discussing Shemitah. The big discussion was about Shemitah, Shemitah Deraisa, Shemitah Derabbana, Het HaMechira, will it help to sell the land to the Arabs? We'll have to discuss the Gemara more, Chavav HaMenalam. So the Beis HaLevi, in the middle of the Tshuvas of the Het HaMechira, he refers to this Rashi, he says, Rashi sounds like he's saying, Lahaloche, that he holds like the Sefer HaTrumah, that Batla Kedusha Saaretz Bizman. That's not the accepted opinion. We assume that the Kedusha Shniyah was Kitchel Osi Lovin. Okay, so we'll leave off in the middle of this Tesis. In the middle of the Tesis, Chavdal and the Beis, Elahim Aksum. Again, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Adav Chabeis, has this Mishnah repeated there. And the Gemara said, Beferish, all the Psulim in the Mishnah are only the Rabbanim. That's why Tesis says the word Abbanim doesn't belong. Abbanim Apostle Le'edis Menatarim, not just Medir Rabbanim. And then Tesis works on each and every individual case. Mesachah Bikubi, Malvi Beribis, Sercher Shviyas, why are they only the Rabbanim? Why aren't they their Isa? We didn't do Mafricha Yoinim yet, so the Gemara will have to discuss tomorrow. Believe that. Gemara is going to explain why is Mafricha Yoinim possible. Okay. So we have to define what is Asmachta. We didn't define it yet. Did it hurt? Did it help?
Yeah.